From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for March 19, 2013. There's very good evidence that the same factors contributing to the drought, the El Niño-La Niña cycle, have temporarily stalled global warming, according to Texas A&M University climatologists. During the last two decades of the 20th century, climatologists recorded a rapid rise in average temperatures. But in the last decade, the rise has leveled off, said Dr. John Nielsen Gammon, Texas State climatologist, College Station.
Can be responding to longer-term temperature variations in the Pacific Ocean. So, but for whatever reason, we're temporarily in a period right now where we've had relatively more La Niña events than El Niño, and the global temperature responds to that. When the tropics are warm like they are with an El Niño, the rest of the globe tends to warm up a bit as well.
I'm a little unclear on how they cause this leveling off.
Well, it's sort of like opening the door of your refrigerator. Mm-hmm. In the tropical Pacific, there's actually fairly cold water just below the surface. And with a La Niña event, that cold water gets drawn all the way up to the surface and it interacts with the atmosphere and causes the atmosphere to be cooler. I don't know if you're looking for correlation with agricultural interest on the short term. The same factor that causes global temperatures to go up temporarily also causes rainfall in the southern United States to go up temporarily. So there's two different effects from the same cause.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.